Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
And it's Andrea Gilligan with Lunchtime Live. Now, of course, it's probably going to be a Christmas like no other before with all of the COVID restrictions at the minute. And gatherings around the table probably going to be a little bit smaller this 25th of December as well. But what about the turkey farmers? Are they expecting fewer large birds going to be sold this Christmas? Will the traditional family feast be a little bit smaller this year? Well, John Tedders is an organic turkey farmer from County Mayo and joins us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. John, are you what's demand like for the birds at the minute?
Well, hi, Andrea. So far, I mean, from previous customers, I've been getting calls, and I suppose a lot of people are, again, it's all up in the air at the moment. People don't know whether they're going to have families coming or what the story is. So at the moment, they're looking for smaller birds rather than the heavier birds. Like other years, they've been looking for like 8, 9, 10 kilo ones. But I think this year...
Would that be the common? Would that be the norm, John?
Well, again, like last year, I suppose, and previous years, you'd sell probably maybe 40% off the heavier birds and 60% off the lighter birds. Now, I supply the likes of Ashford Cattle with the heavier birds anyway. And again, I'm not sure whether I'm going to get an order from them again this year because, again, it's all up in the air at the moment.
You don't know. And are people, you know, we'll say, for instance, your regular customers, are they in contact, you know, with you at the minute to say, keep me a bird for Christmas, but I don't know what size
already,
I need yet?
Yeah, already I have been getting calls now. I haven't put them up online yet. It's something we're planning to do this coming weekend. But already I have got calls in the last week or 10 days. Mm. Just wondering, asking me, like, am I doing the turkeys this year? And make sure that to put in their name for
keep me one.
For an order, yeah.
Listen, John, stay with us because Fintan Hogan is from Hogan's Turkey Farm as well in Kells.
Yeah.
And Fintan joins us here too on Lunchtime Live. Fintan, are you hearing from customers?
Hello, Andrea. It's great to be on. Thank you very much. Not so much. Now, normally what would happen is that you wouldn't get that much interest or talk about Christmas until after Halloween.
Right.
Now, there has been slight indications that customers will be looking for smaller birds. And I think what's going to happen is that, you know, it's probably going to go back to a more traditional, where the family unit is going to be smaller, and they're going to have, hopefully, from our point of view, they're going to go for a smaller whole bird, and that I think that's going to be kind of the centerpiece for, you know, to give families a bit of a lift after the trials of the pandemic. So that, but as yet, it's a little early to tell. You know, usually it's after Halloween that we would get a major indication of what would happen.
And
now, while saying that, I can tell you that on our own Hogan's Farm website, we have had some more indication, more orders in than we would have had at the same time last year. So I think there's going to be a lot of online buying of turkeys.
Yeah, because I heard a couple of butchers, you know, during the pandemic talking about how, for instance, the Sunday roast became, you know, really popular again, and it came back as the feature piece on the Sunday table because everything was closed at the time at the height of the pandemic, and, you know, people were focusing on cooking and there was more effort going into making the dinner. So I know what you're saying, people might put more effort again, even into this year's 25th of December Christmas feed. But if I can just bring John Tedders back in. John, have you ever been left with big birds that you can't sell for Christmas?
Thankfully not. No, a lot of the times, obviously, if somebody wants a half a turkey, you'll always kind of get rid of them that way. You might have a few left over, but again, throughout the year, maybe for Easter, but that would be a very minimum, to be only like a few, maybe only have 4 or 5 at any one time.
Yeah.
But normally, no, you'd normally get rid of them all.
Yeah. What about you, Fintan? Have you ever been left with turkeys that you can't sell?
Well, we're at a different kind of scale to John, and we'd always have something left because we like our main customers, and they would take in the thousands, hundreds of turkeys that is done stores in Eurospar.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we're because we have to have you know, the demand would be for a certain number of each weight, we are always going to have something left, and we are in the business all year round anyway. So it's not it's not a major tragedy if we have them left. I suppose the big thing is that Christmas Day is probably the greatest deadline in business.
It's worse than our business.
In the world. So yeah,
you don't want to leave somebody without a turkey.
Yeah, you don't, and you know that's going to come every year, and like there's going to be huge challenges this year in getting the birds out for Christmas. But it's a challenge every year, Andrea, and you know we I'd like to think that we have the experience to be able to manoeuvre around the challenges that are going to present themselves.
Well, actually,
everyone is happy.
Just on that point, Fintan, should people, you know, I know you say normally, you know, customers wouldn't get in contact until after the Halloween period, but now this year with, you know, COVID-19, and look, we were hearing speculation about level 5 being discussed and mooted there in the news at 12 o'clock, but is, you know, should people be getting in contact a little bit earlier now?
Well, I actually don't think so, because if we go back to the full lockdown in March and April, like the one, I suppose we've been very lucky. The one set of businesses that were always open, apart from the pharmacies, were the supermarkets and food outlets. And you know, there's never going to be a shortage. Like, even though there was a certain amount of, you know, panic buying happened in there in early March when the news came first that everything was going to close down. I don't think there's any need for people to panic,
right?
Because they're always get your turkey, you know. And like, right, we are the ones that'll do the panicking for people,
yeah,
because
all right.
We're
well,
the
that's
ones
good.
That have to deal with to get the birds to the customer and keep them happy for Christmas.
Listen, Fintan Hogan from Hogan's Turkey Farm in Kells in County Meath, and John Tedders, who's an organic turkey farmer from Shrule in County Mayo. My thanks to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Lots of you getting in touch with us on the News Talk text line today. I love my turkey at Christmas, so if I have to eat it every day, I don't mind at all, says John. Mary got in touch. Love hearing from people like this who are the backbone of society. We don't think about men like these when we're sitting down on Christmas Day. And I ordered my Christmas turkey 2 weeks ago, says this texter. My God, I wasn't going to be without it, COVID or no COVID. You can keep them coming into us, 53106. Now, coming up after the news at 1 o'clock, we are going to be talking to college students who are looking for a rent refund. And also on the programme today, National Fostering Week. But we are going to be speaking to some of the people who've gone through the foster care system.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.